of God,
Jerusalem,
Jerusalem of heaven,
the
great gathering of the angels, and the saints of God. So far, first finished to show you in the brief summary the seven groups of the angels and their works. And today, we head on to see their sacred courts and the seals of the seven groups of angels.
Today,
what we are moving on to see, sacred courts and the seals of the seven groups of angels. As you see them in this image, we are going to head up to be seen the sacred courts and the seals of the seven groups of angels.
Yes, you have a
praise Jesus so much. Because these angels are ministers in our midst, the holy angels. This we usually call the not one. We note and we say that because the holy angels, they are meant to serve in our midst, and still they are fallen angels. The way we can differentiate them, when we get to know their separate
parts
and still their seals.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus so much.
Now we say that
in that note,
we want
to tell you why we get to know these parts. Because these holy angels, and they are also fallen angels together with Satan. The way to separate them,
you
know their separate codes and their seals. It helps us know them and even to question and ask. Since we are heading on as church, the latter church,
angels
come officially to work in our midst, to appear physical like they appeared in the Old Testament, and just as they appeared in the Acts of Apostles
in
the beginning of the New Testament. That work in our ministry officially, they first appear in our visions, and when we call through them, they appear there. They have to reach a time where they have appeared in our midst. Now, for they are coming in our midst to appear to us physical, and yet still they are fallen angels. It helps us to know their sacred codes and their seals of the holy angels, and we separate them from the fallen angels. That's what we move on to see. By name and voice, Apostle Ron of the Hope Witness, together with Pastor Costa
and
our Bible reader, Teacher James, we love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the Living God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We bless the new generation
with
the full knowledge of God, and that's the ministry. Fulfill the call upon the nation of Uganda to prepare all nations for the coming of the Lord Jesus.
We should
preach the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
We
also rebuild the church of Christ, the saints of Christ.
And
this journey of heaven we are in is what brings that gospel that we move on to understand it.
And
we have said we are right in the city of God.
which
is found in the first created heaven, in the realm above. After seeing the seven groups of the angels and their works,
we want to look
at their sacred codes and the seals of the seven groups of angels. And the reason why we see those sacred codes, it's the note we have not. That because the holy angels, they serve in our midst, and they must move with us, to eat with us, to be with us in all the ministrations. And still there are fallen angels. To separate them from the holy angels, must be able to know the sacred courts of the holy angels together with their seals. Now when we begin, Bible in the book of Revelation 12 from verses 7 unto 10. Jesus certain fell with some fall with these fallen angels. Now because there are these fallen angels, those who appear like angels of light, and they come appear to the children of God, and they perform them through the word. That's why we started these codes, that they enter inside you.
And
though you are in a vision, you can speak them. And you can ask them whoever appears to you claiming to be an angel. Let's read in Revelations. Revelations 12, verse 7 to 10. Revelation 12 from verse 7.
Omulimba wensi zonna ne gusuulibwa ku nsi ne bamalayika baago ne basuulibwa nago.
Yesu yabazibwa nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Sitaani yagwebwa mu ggulu.
But when Satan was chased from heaven,
yagwebwayo ne bamalayika
with the fallen angels.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much.
So no one could take a project to your
even though we came explaining to you,
Satan
shall explain of fallen angels ahead there. Satan himself, he was bound in the bottomless pit together with some group of the fallen angels. But he left when he had given authority to Jezebel, the first fallen angel to fall to join on him. And right now
he
lives the groups of the fallen angels. Those who remained right now, just as we shall know ahead there,
study
of the fallen angels officially.
Yes, he was with
me. Praise Jesus so much.
So, where's okay?
Now, because of that, these fallen angels, when they were chased from heaven, they were to fight those who hold on the command of God and the testimony of Christ. It means that they had focused
deeds,
at least to appear as angels of light, be able to confuse the truth of the word of God. Now in that issue,
it
helps us when we study sacred codes of holy angels, separate them from the fallen angels. According to Revelation 10, Revelation 12, verse 17. Battle is focusing much on those who hold the commands of God. Let's read them here. Revelation 12:17.
Ogusota, Abasigalawo, abakwata ebiragiro bya Katonda. era balina okutegeeza kwa Yesu.
Yesu yabazibwa nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Erife abasigaza amateeka ga Katonda.
To us remain with the commands of God.
Tumanyiwe endagaano
eka. Which belong as the Old Testament.
Era n'obujulira bwa Kristo Yesu awantu.
Just one of Christ Jesus our Master.
Obukolebwa okutegeeza endagaano empya.
Made up of the New Testament.
Olutalo olusitaani oluggulawo.
Battle the devil with it.
Okulabika nga balwanyisa abaana ba Katonda.
See that they fight the children of God.
Newankubadde nga mubosoma ku bikulirwa ebisulo ekkumi
n'ebiri. Revelation 11 say that what of them in the world and those who still remain. Satan has gone down there now, he has a short time.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus Christ. But they targeted the book majorly on the children of God.
Those
who move on and understand the testimony of Christ Jesus. If they fight this, take out the light of the word of God. And they take out from them what concerns the laws of the Old Testament, the laws of God, the testimony of Christ, the New Testament. The world has to move on to get destroyed. And we move on to get warned on what concerns these fallen angels. The reason why you get not the sacred codes and the seal of the seven rules of the angels, that you can separate them from the fallen angels, that they never pervert you through the vision, appearing to us physical. And these seven groups of the angels, some of them emphasize me the journey of heaven, that truly they are colleagues who fail. Fallen angels who are chased from heaven with Satan, and they know to masquerade, and they want God to speak of their sacred courts, the sacred courts of the seven groups of holy angels, together with their seals. They will help us look on clearly, watch over those fallen angels, the fallen angels.
Yes, yes, we
praise Jesus so much. When you look at the warning within Galatians chapter 1, from verses 8 to 10, we are told these words. Galatians 1 from verses 8.
Naye obanga ffe oba malayika ava mu ggulu bw'abuulira ng'enjiri wabula singa bwe twababuulira akolimirwenga.
Waliwo okutandika okukyusibwa okuva mu njiri
y'amazima. Part from shifting from the gospel of truth, and those who come claiming to be apostles of Christ, yet fallen angels appear to them and they claim to be angels who have come from heaven, and they begin to change the gospel, the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, the church and the saints of God, and they move on to change
them,
and they bring buildings to be the church.
So
now they are beginning right from the beginning of the New Testament, the appearing of those claiming to be apostles of Christ,
and
those who claim to be angels coming from heaven, and they also make wings for themselves.
So
because of reasons of the fallen angels, those who appear to different people, and they appear as the Christ, and they make them apostles or the prophets or those which appear like spiritual fruits, and they send them in the people, and they say they appear to them. In this time God has given us a chance
to
know the sacred courts and the seal of these groups of the holy angels, the seven groups.
Yes, it was good.
Jesus so much, that we can separate them from the fallen angels, Inanga about knowing the
police soka.
And when you look at the first Corinthians,
police soka is really coming.
First Corinthians chapter 11.
No, Jacobini, but for the second
Corinthians chapter 11.
Suria Cominem,
chapter 11,
or in your recommendation or recommendation,
verses 14 and 15.
But Maraika,
those who were called angels are spoken of like this. Those who fell together with Satan himself.
Abakolisi Chokubini, a Suria Cominem, Nolina Cominania.
Second Corinthians 11 from verse 14.
So, sit here again. Kwanga listani yefana nyanga malaika w'omusana olukubirita kale si kitalo era n'abaweereza be bwe befana nyanga abaweereza ab'obutuukirivu enkomerero yabwe eribanga ebikolwa byabwe.
Yesu yabazibwa
praise Jesus so much
kyabagere nyira si kitalo nnyo
not a miracle neither a wonder.
Kubanga Satani amanyi okuwefuula malaika w'omusana.
Satan masquerades as an angel of light and becomes shining. But
they
sure they know how to even bring visions. They fallen angels. They can bring the visions. They can appear to different people in different ways. And they give them things which seem to be of the fear of God. But they fight with the truth which is in the Bible. We must search them out with carefully, and to separate them from the holy angels. These foreign angels,
they
are post creation of many religions, and their agenda is not clear well. And they cannot even either explain things of heaven, neither prepare the people to go in the kingdom of heaven. And there are even many beliefs in those which is called salvation. But they can't prepare someone to go back to the kingdom of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Now
that's why he tells us in the Colossians 2 from verses 18. And he speaks this. Colossians 2 verses 18.
Omuntu yenna tabandaganga kumpeera yamwe mukwewo beka kwayagala yekka nokusinza ngaba malaika abaagwa nganywerera mwebyo byeyalaba nga yekulumiriza bwerere mu magezi ag'omubiri gwe.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
Mulimu abantu abasinza ba malaika abaagwa,
people who worship fallen angels. And they even get visions. Those visions, if one get back to the Bible, explain. Because you base the Old and New Testament.
We find
that they differ from the angels who appeared initially. For example, angel Gabriel who appeared later. You appeared in the Muslim. Never connected with what is the scriptures of truth. In the Old and New Testament. Already those angels began to visit people when the Old and New Testament were there. But because we had not understood well that warning, and
to not
separate them from the holy angels and those who were not, religions began to mushroom up
with
different beliefs. But as God is good,
we
can ask God in this journey of heaven,
we
be able to understand several codes and
several
of the seven groups of the angels.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus so much. It helped us so much. Some of those movements were the explained of the fallen angels in the Colossians 2, verses 19. God moves on explaining their signs like this. Colossians
2:19. Kiki ekibeeteesa wansi w'amateeka ng'abakyali abalamu mu nsi olw'abirimu olumu nti tokwatangako so tolegangako so tokumangako 2:2 ebyo byonna biggwerawo mu kukolebwa okugobereranga ebiragiro eby'okuyigiriza eby'abantu onyo 2:3 ebyo birina ddala ekifaananyi eky'amagezi mu kusinza Katonda abantu kwe bagunja bokka ne mukwewombeeka ne mukubonyaabonya omubiri naye tebiriiko kye bigasa n'akatonda.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Birimu engeri y'okusinza Katonda.
They have the likeness of worshiping God.
Kwewombeeka n'okubonyaabonya omubiri.
Only humble and harshly treat the body.
Naye nga tebiriiko kye bigasa.
But they benefit nothing.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much.
So, malaika babo,
our those fallen angels, they are existing. And they appear to people. And they appear as angels of light. But we to be able to overcome them in the visions by which they come, or in the dreams, or in all the spiritual transports, and even visible. We're going to
know
their separate codes of the holy angels, the sacred codes of the holy angels and their seals in every group among the seven groups of the holy angels.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
According
to God told us in Hebrews 1
from
verse 13-14 that these angels have to come in our midst, the holy angels, to serve them in inherit salvation. We cannot avoid that we can be with the fallen angels. We need ministrations of the holy angels. Now, in needing them, we need God to reveal us their sacred codes and their seals. We shall know how to ask them scriptures of truth. And they move on to explain us before they give us their stories. Let's read in Hebrews and we see. Hebrews 1:13.
Naye ku malaika ki gwe yali ayogeddeko nti tuula ku mukono gwange ogwa ddyo okutuusa lwe ndifuula abalabeyo entebe y'ebigere byo. Onyole 14 bonna sijye emyoyo y'ekiweereza nga gitumibwa okuweereza olw'abo abagenda okusikira obulokozi.
Praise Jesus so much.
Bamalayika abatukuvu,
the holy angels,
ebeeriweereza,
the ministering spirits,
abagenda okuweereza abasikira obulokozi,
to serve us to inherit salvation,
abasikira obwakabaka bwa Katonda,
inherit the kingdom of God,
n'obutuukirivu,
and the righteousness,
obwakabaka bw'omu,
in the kingdom of heaven.
So olw'okuba nti balina okusigala nga bajja okuweereza mu masekati,
bamalayika
bano abatukuvu,
the holy angels,
twasoose okutegeera nga bali bibinja musanvu,
as we realize they are in the seven groups.
Then to know what we do, what we do, not call
the plane of their works they are meant to do. That's one of the things initially you have to be knowing about them. But because you realize the fallen angels masquerade to appear as the holy angels, and they appear as angels of light, they can claim to be fighting for you.
How do
you think they come from the group of Michael? They can claim to give you a message, but they masquerade as angels of light and as preachers of righteousness. They can claim to be giving you a message,
angel
Gabriel has appeared to me.
They can claim to provide for you an angel of provision.
You're going to be set free. Because you don't know ways of those angels. You made a big deal. One who has come from that group.
Yes, you have spoken.
Praise Jesus so much.
So not always from here.
Now, because of that,
Hebrews 13 from verse 1. Okwagala abooluganda kubeerengawo. Olunyiro olw'okubiri, temwerabiranga kusembeza bagenyi, kubanga olw'okwo nti waaliwo abasembeza bamalayika nga tebamanyi.
Yesu yebazibwe nti okwagala abooluganda
kubeerengawo. Today, as we look at the sacred courts, and the seals of the seven groups of angels, it helps us so much. Praise Jesus so much. Now these angels, When you look much in Revelation 22, from verses 8 and 9,
Bible
shows the servants meant to serve with this all of the word of God. Holy angels cannot insist and refuse to come serve in a ministry. The holy angels. In their missions of works, to appear in the midst of church and to serve within it. But think when we were in the jar of heaven, he spoke and said that after this teaching is released to the people,
we are
going to presume appear in the church physical,
because
that's the command we have from our Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Let's
move on to read Revelation 22. From verses 8 and 9. Revelation 22 from verse 8.
Nange Yokana, Zenaulia, Nenda Babin. When Naulia, Nenda, Nevunama of Sins and Maso Gavia Malaika and Agabin, on your own way now. Nangaba Tilaba, Tokola Wotu, Nimundumundo, Ero Baganda, who had not been. Now, Avakwate Vigamo, Evichita Wachin. Since Katonda.
Yes, it was good.
Praise Jesus so much. Angel Gabriel, from the second group of the angels, those who spread the word of God, they fight for each to stand. When he appeared to Apostle John in the book of Revelations, Revelation 22, verses 8 and 9. Apostle Paul wanted to bow down and worship the angel. Don't bow to worship me. Worship God. For I am your fellow servant. And unto the prophet, those who hold the word of the book. Every generation has people who obey the word of God. Remain every generation meant to serve. And they appear in the spiritual world, still they appear physical. Old Testament and the beginning of New Testament.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But there has been that weakness. Not
being
able to separate them from the fallen angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But by the teaching God gives us right now, angels are going to overcome, fulfill the word of God, the holy angels. For in Psalms 103:19-21, the holy angels, they
are
there to watch over the word of God.
Like
the word is the way it comes to pass. And then church will get to be well. Let's read them here.
Zaburi ya sura ya 13, ulimi 19.
Psalms 103, verses 19.
Mukama yanyweza intebe ya mkuru. Na uwaka waka wwe, mufunga vyo nina. Ulamu 12. Mumweba za mukama, mwaba malaika wabe. Mwabazila wa amani, abatu ukirize chikambo chi.
Yes, it was good.
Praise Jesus so much.
Kama malaika wabe,
these angels,
kusina mwazaburi ya 13,
according to Psalms 103,
kumina mwenda,
verse 19,
waka abidi mubi,
and 22.
Mwabali mwabu.
They are there to fulfill the word of God.
As they
listen to the voice of His word. The more we shall get back to the word of God, the scriptures of truth,
we
don't understand these angels. Whatever we ask, they will be fulfilled them. If they will get to be filled first within us, and they enter within us. For our word, Lord Jesus explained about Lord Jesus Christ in John 15, in verse 7. You abide in me.
If
my words abide within you, you can ask of all that you need. It will be given you. What
has
fulfilled that word? They are the holy angels. Like to read the scripture, they can come to pass. But also fulfill them. They are the holy angels we need in our
midst.
Because we are given up on the word of God,
there
must be no more heard of this voice.
Those
of us who are in the stories of what?
Scriptures
are in the stories.
What
is not in the scriptures of truth? And they call them the Rema
word.
What we have just fallen.
Not
the light, the fulfillment of the angels. But as the church which is being renewed, we are going to be renewed for prophecy.
It's
God who teaches us to prophesy, to put us back in His word.
He's
preparing the angels to move on to fulfill it. Let's finish the Psalms.
Zaburi sura ya 13 na ule nyimbo ya 12.
Psalms 103 verses 20.
Mumwebaze Mukama na bamalaika abe. Mwabazire abamanyi abatukirize ekigambo kye. Mumwebaze Mukama mwe nejjeri. Abaweereza abe abakola byayagala. Olwabiri ba bbiri. Mumwebaze Mukama mwe mwenna emirimu gye. Mu bifo byonna byafugiramu.
Yes, we have
raised Jesus so much.
He's
all reigns in heavens and earth. But the offering of his angels, the holy angels, they fulfill his words, the voice of his word. There are many miracles we've read of
in
the Old and New Testament, other many great works.
Ask yourself,
why are not being done in this generation? Why people go to powers of darkness of Satan to be able to look for miracles? For the armies of the holy angels, those who fulfill the word of God, as they are led by the Spirit of God, they had given up to come much and be in the midst of church. Now, at this time, as
we
stand
separate
calls of separate groups of angels,
we are
helped to move on to get explained
how we
shall separate them from the fallen angels. They will rejoice to come within our midst. In the era of the prophets and apostles,
yes, we praise
Jesus so much. When you look at the second Kings, chapter 6, from verses 15
to
verse 20, angels always made camps unto the saints to serve with them in the world. And even this time on, we need their camps that they serve with us. Let's read them here. Second
Kings 6
from verse
15. Omuddu we n'amugamba nti, "Zitusanze, Mukama wange, tunaakola tutya?" Olw'ekkumi n'omukaaga. N'addamu nti, "Totya, kubanga abali naffe bangi okusinga abali nabo." Olw'ekkumi n'omusanvu. Erisa n'asaba n'ayogera nti, "Mukama wange, nkwegayiridde, omuzibula amaaso ge alabe." Awo Mukama n'azibula amaaso g'omulenzi n'alaba, awo laba, olusozi nga lujjudde embalaasi n'amagali ag'omuliro ageetoolodde.
Yes, it was
great. Praise Jesus so much.
In
the era of all the prophets,
in
the Old Testament, they served with the Holy Spirit together with the armies of angels. And when you look very well in the second Kings, chapter 6, verse 15 to 20, you see that in those days there is a prophet Elisha, the servant of God. He had his fellow servant
Gehazi.
He saw their enemies that surrounded them
But
he had not seen those in the midst of the enemies.
The
prophet Elisha told him, him.
Totia.
Fear not.
Kubanga abali mubali.
For those who are in them,
abali nafu.
Those with us,
bangi okusinga abali mubali.
Are more than those in them.
Bali abali mubali.
Those who are in the world,
era abali mubali.
Those in the world,
bali nafu abali kababu abali mubali.
Our fallen angels who are in their midst,
eba iki nisimoje.
Those they call demons over their clans.
Yes, you are supposed
to raise Jesus up.
Hey, you can listen.
But as church,
nafu abali kusaidi ya kumabali kababu.
We impose on ourselves the holy angels.
Abu tu abasume mbi njoo kusana.
Read them in the seven rules.
Bali abali nongwa mbasika tibi.
Are meant to be in our midst.
Yes, you are supposed.
Praise Jesus.
That's
why Elisha prayed to God.
Open the eyes of Gehazi.
That we can see armies of angels around them. That of the holy angels.
The
group of angels of fire and encamped around them. When Elisha performed all the miracles,
when
he fought all the spiritual wars, together with all prophets in the Old Testament, his angels appeared and they were led by the Holy Spirit. Even church of the Old Testament was led by the Holy Spirit. And it works God east our way like that. We are able to separate the fallen angels from the rightful angels.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus so much.
Kali lava. Omuntu omuisopia, omulawo, omukungu wa kandake, kabaka omukazi w'ebisopia. Eyali omuwanika w'ebintu bye byonna. Yali aze e Yerusalemu okusinza.
Yes, he was going
to pray to Jesus.
Ebikolo by'abatume.
In the Acts of Apostles.
Ndagano
ebyami tandi. When the beginning of the New Testament.
Bamalayika bali.
The angels were involved. Just as the Old Testament was.
I have
explained us in Acts 8, verse 26
and
27. It's not after the angel of the Lord. He moved on to speak with Philip.
Yes, he was
praised Jesus so much. He directed him to the eunuch to whom he was to preach to.
Yes, he was
praised Jesus so much. When you look at the verse 29, the Holy Spirit was involved in the same work. Acts
8:29. Omoyonagamba Filipo nti sembera wegatte n'eggaali eryo. Olwasatu naddukana Filipo n'amuwulira ng'asoma nabbi Isaaya n'agamba nti
Yes, he was
praised Jesus so much. The Holy Spirit,
he added
him, commanding him to get close to the chariot. Most people say, though angels don't come into service, let's remain with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit doesn't work as he himself. He works with the groups of the holy angels in their seven groups. Like in Psalms 104:30, sends the Spirit and they are created. It renews the face of the heavens. The Holy Spirit is sent
God the Father and the Son, that He sent His Spirit and they are created.
These words of the book of Revelations, like the Lord Jesus Christ sent His angel and revealed them to His servant John, praise Jesus so much, which were in the Asia. Let's begin from there. Great code of these angels. Let's begin with the code of the first group of angels, which is led by Angel Michael. Angels of warfare. We began with a separate
call
of the first group of the angels, which is led by Angel Michael, angels of warfare. Praise Jesus so much. This call was first given this group of the angels, which encamped at this church. In Revelation 2 from verses 1. Revelation 2 from verse 1.
Eri malaika oikalise yomu Efeso, wandika ati, Bwati kwa yugero ya wate mwenye nyumusambu, mumukono kwe ugwadio. Atamulia wakati wetabaza, umusambu weza zizabu.
Mungu Yesu yewezi kwenye.
Praise Jesus so much.
Shamalaika, nchiminja shamalaika kwa maiko.
Angels in the group of angel Michael.
Nchiminja jisoke cha malaika.
First group of the angels.
Baka ambinga mchifochino.
They camped in this place.
Ikanisa yamu Ephesus
yakoma. The church of Ephesus where they gathered from.
Na baba alibatika ukampu ya
mwenye sikuno. At put their camp on this world.
Ila basi ziraga uke ndo kuruwane italu.
And who they pasted and moved to fight wars.
Kuruwane italu zongo hiyo.
To fight the spiritual wars.
Kuya bake kanisa. To
hold on the church.
Na inga kodi yomba malaika wana wafa mchifinye cha malaika maiko.
But the same code those angels come from the group of angel Michael.
Habari trillion ya bilimu tango.
Who are 25 trillion.
Jiva kwa zesa.
What they use.
Nabaka kodi yigamba.
That code says.
Ji watu wa yugira.
That says.
Oyakuti mwenye ni omusabu.
He holds the seven stars in his right hand.
Jirata kulira wakati wetabazi omusabu.
And who walks amongst the seven lampstands.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus so much.
Yondo kodi ya we.
That is their code.
Atenge inama kuru.
And it has a meaning.
Itutakena kunyo nyola nyobizibakari.
We're not going to explain deep as today.
Na hili mulitiru tujakuwa tukunyo.
But in the detail we shall be explaining this.
Kodi zileno mwujufuwa.
This code in their fullness.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus so much.
Na hili kapie chigilia jawala ikamba iku.
But the cup of the group of angels Michael.
Na waru wanyewe intaru.
Those who fight wars.
Basu kukampinga kwa mwefesu.
They first encamped in Ephesus.
Basi zinamugendo kuwana no kuyambi kanisa.
Where they best go to fight and to help on the church.
Kusuburu kuhimi ya.
To be able to stand.
Idaka kodi ya mwenyeyo.
And that is their code.
Chibuati wa yukira.
That that faith.
Oya kote mwenyeyi omusamu.
He who holds the seven stars.
Mkono kwekwa kubatio.
In his right hand.
Irata ambira wakati uwevi kondi yetawazi omusamu.
Moves amongst the seven lampstands.
Mbozi mwenyeyi omusamu.
Maybe the seven stars.
Kukua kumu kwa mudara.
To give you quick and brief.
Makurugazo.
The meaning of the seven stars.
Jikodi singama na ikamera nyongi.
That if the angel has spoken out that
call. Atisi umiliko na kata andikiwa.
At least you have a starting point.
Akunyo nyole mungu zitekeza.
That explain to you what they mean.
Irane mikondo vieta lomisangu zitekeza.
Even the seven lampstands. What do they mean?
Mufuzi.
In the brief.
Motunde ya mkulikuliwa isuri esoka.
When you look to Revelations 1.
Orinyola makumi ya mili.
Verses 20.
Bakunyo nyole mungu zitekeza.
Explain this on this code.
Okulikuliwa isuri esoka. Nyolu nyolu ula makumi ya mili.
Revelations 1:20.
Echama cha mwenye nyo musangu zula vye. Mkono kwa mkono kwa diyo. Netawazo musambu weza zaabu. Emunye nyo musambu. Beba malaika. Bekalisa umusambu. Netawazo zekalisa umusambu.
Mungu Yesu yibazi wenye.
Praise Jesus so much.
At least malaika kwa. Kubitani kiwako yoyizo kumogusa.
At least the status of what you can ask the angels.
Malaika yoga. Kukani ndio baba mchipinja cha malaika mbayo.
When the angel's story is coming from the group of angel mind.
Maru wanimeta.
Those who fight wars.
Hizo kumogusa kodi na haji kuburila.
You can ask him of their code and he tells you of it.
Na kugamati. Edibu eti.
And they tell you it stands like this.
Wati wa yugeda.
Is that fair?
Oya kute mwenye nyomusamu.
He holds seven stars in his right hand.
Irada ambira wakati wewe kondo vetabazo kusana.
And walks among the seven lamps.
No mubuza makuru.
You ask him the meaning of that.
Kakati mkubikulile sura eri esoka.
Now in Revelation chapter 1.
Kujuru wabili.
Verses 20.
Nagama kichama chumunye ni umusana.
The mystery of the seven stars.
Kila marayi umusana.
They are the seven angels.
Yes, there was
praise with Jesus so much.
Kwa marayi umusana.
The seven angels.
Zikadish umusana.
For the seven churches.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus so much.
Chukwa wira kunyo.
Is this much for you?
Ukumanya bamare kumusaba bakutama kundi.
You know, seven angels holding the trumpets.
Abado busy.
The commanders.
Mumbuza tibebanya bamare kumusaba.
Who are the seven angels?
Watakuga bamare abado busy kumusaba kutama kundi.
Don't tell the commanders the seven holding trumpets.
Nebali abakutimia kumusaba.
Abba holding the seven bowls. You know what he explains is wrong. Now the seven lamps. It means the seven churches. These churches. In the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. Where they have gathered. They gather from where there are the seven lamps.
In
the center of the city of God. Jerusalem of heaven.
We
have to explain you where they gather from in the kingdom of heaven.
As the churches
hold their image on this world.
So
even in heaven when they gather, they gather when they surrounded the seven lampstands in the center of the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. The angels and the saints gather from there. They must at least explain you of that. That is the little beginning we can give you. On the sacred code of the first group of the angels, the group led by the angel Michael, those who fight the wars, they are called.
What you get up
under that faith,
we are taking the Messiah,
holds the seven stars
in
his right hand,
and
who walks among the seven lampstands.
Yes, he was
praised Jesus so much.
No, the
explanation which is in brief, Revelation 1:20, that the seven stars, they mean the seven angels of the seven churches. And these angels, where they are the angels holding the seven trumpets, and even the seven angels holding the seven bowls of God.
Then,
how did lampstands by which moved among us? We've been explained they are the seven churches. And in heaven, in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, in the center of the heaven, five seven lampstands surrounding there. And everywhere a lampstand is, the holy angels and the saints of God in the city, Jerusalem of heaven. That's where they gather from when they come from their homelands. Those are what are in the brief
on separate code.
On the sacred code of the holy angels, which is led by angel Michael, these will fight wars.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much.
Let's
go see the code of the second code.
Code the
second code of the holy angels. These were led by the angel Gabriel,
who
spread the word of God
and
even fight for it.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
We
look at the sacred code of the second group of angels, the sacred code of the second group of the holy angels, who are led by angel Gabriel, to spread the word of God and to fight for it. Their camp in the beginning of the New Testament
was
in the church of Smyrna. Let's read of it.
Revelation 2:8. Bwati bwayogera ow'olubereberye era ow'enkomerero eyali afudde n'aba omulamu.
Yesu yabazibwa
nnyo. Praise Jesus so much.
Kodi ekibinja kyamalayika ekyokubiri ekikulembeddwamu malayika Gabudieri,
which is led by the angel Gabriel,
okubunya ekigambo kya Katonda,
to spread the word of God,
ate n'okukirwanirira,
and even to fight for it.
Kodi yabwe eri bweti,
their code stands like this,
nti bwati bwayogera,
but that they yet
entandikwa,
the first
era enkomerero,
and the last
eyali afudde,
the one who died
ate kakano nga mulamu,
and yet now he lives.
Yes, he was with
me. Praise Jesus so much.
Code yellow, which means Jamaica, Gabriel,
the group of angel Gabriel used it,
Gabriel,
as it's in heaven. And still, that's what they move by on the world. Not to depart from what's done in heaven. That is what is done on the world.
Yes, he was with
praise me. Jesus so much.
So,
now, as they spread the word of God, explain this code to you very well. According to the word, they must be able to know this code very well. And they can explain it well. Let's read in the Daniel and we hear.
Daniel 9 from verse
21.
Weewaawo bwe nali njogera mu kusaba omusajja Gabriyeri gwe nalaba mu ebyo bwe nayolesebwa olubereberye n'abuusibwa mwangu n'ankomako nga mu kiseera kya ssaddaaka eyakawungeezi olwabirimubbiri n'anjigiriza n'ayogera nange n'agamba nti gwe Danyeri kaakano nfulumye okugeziwaza mu kutegeera olwabirimusatu bwe wasooka okwegayirira ekiragiro ne kifuluma nange nzize okukubuulira kubanga oli mwagama nnyo kale
yesu yabazibwa nnyo otunuulira Daniel sulele
y'omwenda
malayika Gabriyeri
n'ekibinja
kye kya malayika
abatukuvu
triliyoni
25
emirimu gyabwe okubunya kigambo kya
Katonda
n'okukirwanirira naye mu byonna nga bwe twasooka okulaba emirimu
gyabwe
kweyongera okubabuuza ku koodi
zaabwe
nabwe tugiwuliddeko koodi
ey'ekibiira
kya malayika
ekyokubiri
bwayogera entandikwa
ate
ekomeyo eyali afudde ate nga mulamu
kankana
yesu yeebazibwe era otunulira
Daniel
8:16 malayika Gabriyeri ayogera okwogerwako
ebigambo
Daniel 8:16. Naye mpulira eddoboozi ery'omuntu wakati w'ebitala w'omugga Ulaaya eryakowoola ne ligamba nti Gabriyeri tegeeza omusajja oyo ebimwolesebwa.
Yes, it was good.
Praise Jesus so much.
Malaika Gabriel,
they can
move on
to make you know vision which you have put for us in the Holy Book.
Just
as we see their works up there, and they don't end on that. Even
if
they're involved in it,
you
see that they fight the evil Satan. Like in Daniel 10,
Daniel 10:19. Omanyi kyenkudde ekijja gy'oli ne kaakano naddayo okulwana n'omulangiro w'obuperusi era bwe ndivaayo laba omulangiro w'obuyonaani alijja olwabirimu olumu naye nakubuulira ebyawandiikibwa mu byawandiikibwa eby'amazima so siwali ali ku luyi lwange okulwanyisa abo wabula Mikayiri omulangira wammwe.
Yesu yeebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Okusinga mu Daniel esula ey'omwenda.
According to Daniel chapter
9.
Chapter 10.
To
fight these wars. In the brief,
the
code of the second group of angels,
the
group of the angels Gabriel,
to spread
the word of God,
to fight
the devils, the fallen angels,
and
what we hear of now, that failure, the past, and trying to see who was speaking with him. He himself explained to him
that
I am the first and the last. One who had died,
and
now he lives. because of death and hell.
Because
you would have immediately come on next.
Yeah,
who is this one? Now John 1. 14 comes in here. And
he
said the word clothed the flesh and appeared to us, and we saw him in the glory of the Son, the one begotten of the Father. You must know that before he was Jesus, he is the Word of God. In the brief, as we go through details of the city of God, they can explain every corner and everything in it. And this is angel explains to Revelations chapter 1, verses 17 and 18. Brings that code saying, truly is the first.
Come up for
Jesus, Lord Jesus, and he's the last.
He
who had died, and now he lives. He has the keys of death and hell. Who was he before he was Jesus? John 1:14 comes in. John 1:14 comes in saying this.
John 1:14.
The one who died for us, the major name is the Word. And the one who closed the flesh and appeared to us, and saw him as the Son, the one begotten of the Father, and filled with grace and truth, and the name which is given him, Jesus Christ. When he goes back to the Word, he can explain us why he says he is the beginning and he is the end. Going back to John 1:1, explain the quote briefly.
This
portion which says is the beginning and is the end.
John 1:1.
John 1:10.
Yes,
on territory and within the world himself.
But those in the world were not able to believe him. But those who believe him gave us right to become children of God.
Yes, he was good.
Praise Jesus so much. Now in the break.
The
separate code of second group of angels, the group of the angels Gabriel, that's how it sounds. The faith, the first and the last,
meaning
is the word of God, Jesus Christ. And he who had died, and he raised the up.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much. There you've got a brief explanation
for
the code of the second group of the angels. The group of the angels Gabriel. We head on to the third group of the angels. Separate code. Of the third group of the angels, which is led by the angel of the scales of the season and the times, angel of provision.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
We had
the separate
court
of the third group of the angels, which is led by the angel of the scales, angel of season and times, angel of provision.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much.
What
you see of their sacred court.
In fact,
we told you they had their camps on the world in the
beginning
of the New Testament. Their camp was in the church of Pergamum. Let's read in the Revelations 2. We're going to get the place there they camped on this world, and we get their separate court. Revelations 2 and verses 12. Revelations 2 from verse 12.
What if I get away and in each turn I decide to watch your movie?
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much. The camp of angels of the scales.
It's
ever been in the church gathered at Pergamum and their separate court that
says
who we hold the double-edged sword.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much. According to Revelations, Revelations chapter 6, from verse 5 unto 6, these angels of the scales, this is their court. Let's read of them and we hear. Revelations 6 from verses 5.
Revelation 6 from verse 5.
Yes, praise Jesus so much. When you speak of why don't think of this which makes you drunk, many people have a wrong thought. But Revelations 6, from verse 5 and 6, they are the angels of the scales, all of the measurement garments.
We
started them in the third group of the angels and their works.
So
we mean the Revelations
15. And he has the third power.
There
are all targets for measurements.
Right,
there are 10 measures. All gadgets to different forms for measuring. Every measure
of
season and times of everything.
But if
they are called stands like this,
that
says who holds the double-edged sword.
Yes, there was
praise Jesus so much. When you look so much,
their
works, how they are done,
they look
so much in Ecclesiastes 3. Let's read there and we hear.
Ecclesiastes 3 from verse 1. Buli kintu kiriko entogo yaakyo, na buli kigambo ekiri wansi w'eggulu kiriko ekiseera kyakyo.
Yes, he was going
to praise Jesus so much.
Bamalayika banabe
bitumo. These angels of the scales.
Nabo twakunyonyodde mu kusooka.
We explained to you initially.
Trillion,
there are 25 trillion of them. But according to Ecclesiastes chapter 3,
but
from verses 1,
these
are there for seasons and times of everything.
Everything
is what written in the scriptures of truth.
See
that they fulfill them.
The
Bible, you and the Old Testament,
they
make up the sword of the Word of God.
And
they move on what you have scriptures within it.
Come
to pass in their due season.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus so much. Unto the evil,
which are
written in the scriptures of truth. The Holy Book.
So
they have been possessed sometimes from the scriptures of truth.
Yes,
the reason why they are called is that
there,
you hold the double-edged swords. This sword, you explain it briefly, it is the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
It's
written in two. Let's read into
Ephesians 6:17.
Ephesians 6:17.
Praise
Jesus so much. Spiritual sword,
spoken
of called of the third group of the angels, the angels of scales, the angels of season and times, the angels of provision.
For seeing
much over the word of God, their sacred God,
the
pastor, who holds the double-edged swords. Ephesians chapter 6:17. Explaining of the double-edged sword, the word of God. This word of God, the Old and New Testament, to be able that it balances and cuts two sides. Old Testament and has the New Testament.
That's
the Bible, the Word of God. What is meaning?
The secret
code of the third group of angels, he holds the double-edged sword. Not that he holds the physical sword, but
he's
held the word of God.
Reading
in Revelation 5,
he
will explain to you briefly on how he holds this word, the one of the word of God. Revelation 5, verse 6. Revelation 5, verse
6. Ni wakati wabakati, umwana kwendiga ngayimiride, ngafana nange yatimu, ngalina mayembe musanvu, n'amaaso musanvu,
Don't call them horns of the gods, but
they
plain as seven spirits appear in the form of the lampstand. But under it, the verse is down. He moves on, he well brought out this book, the Bible, from the hand of the Holy Spirit who sat in his throne on his behalf. Let's read and hear. Revelation 5 verse
6. Bliomuga alina nanga n'ebibya ebyazaabu ebijjudde obubaane kwe kusaba kw'abatukuvu.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much.
Bwe yajjayo ekitabo
kwe mukono gwe, brought out the book from the hand of the Holy Spirit.
Kiseera ekyo baatugamba nti akutte ekitabo.
And at that time they told us he held the sword,
eky'obwojo omubiri,
which is double edged.
Kati ffe tuba tusoma bulijjo,
although when we read,
osoma mu Bayibuli ekitalo ekitala
you want to buy a physical sword,
n'okolanga omutume Peter,
and you do as Apostle Peter did.
Mukama waffe Yesu bwe yabagamba,
when the Lord Jesus told them,
ayina ekkanzu ebbiri,
the one with two claws, sell one and buy a sword.
Went
and bought a physical panther.
Off
the ear of some man on the mountain gets men.
Yes, he was with
praise you. Jesus.
So if you want to go into the
sword of the word of God, speak of the Bible, it has Old and New Testament. Prove how the Bible is fullness.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
Mamareka baby,
the angels of scales,
but you came up with it,
that they will be serving you.
Wanga Kodia, we tumbled in the Mustang,
but their code has moved within the double-edged swords.
The white one, you better
that that payeth,
we are put the charity, it's your body,
who holds the double-edged swords.
In other Bible.
The Bible, it's the word of God, the spirit of the New Testament and the Old Testament, the two sides of the swords. All the promises which are in the Old Testament and the New Testament,
want
over them to come to pass to the children of God, the good promises. And those promised to the evil, they watch over them to come to pass to the evil. And as we end up in prayer, question and ask this angel, who claims to come from the third group of the angels, the angels of provision. You can ask of him,
that have
known your angel provision,
they
will first study with your first words, but tell me of your
code,
and speak it,
that
thing, he holds double-edged sword. You ask him the meaning of that, and
they
give you like Ephesians 6:17, that the sword is of the word of God. Ask him, how can it be aged double?
Ask him
in the Old and the New Testament.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much.
Please
speak of this code. And they put Old New Testament. Ask them everyone in the Old and New Testament.
For
they accept that that is it.
Yes, he was
praise with Jesus so much.
And there
you check them out. All your one when you use this word, according to Hebrews 12, Hebrews 4:12, he says this on the sword of the word of God. Hebrews 4:12.
Hebrews 4:12.
No
era kyangu okwawula okulowooza n'okufumiitiriza okw'omu mutima.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Okusinziira mu Ebulaniya esula ey'okuna.
According to Hebrews 4,
olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'ebiri.
Verses 12.
Ekigambo kya Katonda kiramu.
The word of God is active living.
Kitala kya mwoji mubiri.
It's a double-edged sword.
Kiyitiramu ddala.
It passes through.
Okusobola okwawula omwoyo.
To be able to survive the spirit.
Manyi waliwo ebyo ekitulo ebigambo gye bamala.
Because the spirit should appear us and their angels.
Naye nga baavu.
Yet they are born again. But you have to separate it. It separates the life, the bonds and the morals, the books and the attitudes. It's in this code. Angel claiming to come from the group of the scales. You can ask everything you've fallen upon the Holy Old New Testament. That he can explain to you.
Yes,
he
was
praise great. Jesus so much. Those who are on the
bridge,
on the separate
courts
of the groups of the holy angels, the third group,
explained
by the angels of the scales, the season of the time, the angel of provision, and to all who are in need, just as God's promises stand in the scriptures of truth.
Yes, he was with
praise you. Jesus so much. Let's set the fourth group.
Let's
first finish the work.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much. Let's set and see the secret court of the fourth group of the angels. The fourth group of the angels, which is led by Angel Abaddon, the angel of death and hell, the angels of the chains. The angel of death and hell.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much. The spirit of that God, in the book of Revelation chapter 2, verses 18. The code speaks like this. Look at their first camp. Let's prepare where the church was. Revelation 2:18.
Bwati bwayogera omwana wa Katonda.
Yes, he was with you. Akampi ya kutandikwa yendagaano
empya. The camp in the beginning of the New Testament.
Yaliko kukadisa yali yakunganya mu kifo kino kimanyiddwa nga Suwati.
In a church which gathered at a place called as Theatla.
Eranga yatandika nti bwati bwayogera omwana wa Katonda.
Faith the son of God.
Ikapati yakasoka ku kodi yeno.
First part on this court.
Then ikapati yakadako.
And the second part.
Atusomere.
Revelation 2:18. The second portion of this court. His eyes are like a blazing fire. The third portion of this court.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
And his feet are like the
burnished bronze.
So, this
code of the fourth group of angels,
the
angels of the chains,
who are led
by Angel Abaddon,
angel
of death and hell.
But
that code first proves to you, it has that first portion.
What were you going
to say, the Son of God? Why they put it there? You refuse to believe the Son of God. You're meant to be cast in the devil, in hell. You're meant to be cast in hell.
You're
bound in chains of darkness down.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much.
Angels
refused to believe his son. They were cast in the pits of hell. For it is to believe the Son. The Son of God.
So yes, that's
why in their court it has a first portion which speaks at that
period.
The Son of God. If you refuse to believe that it's the Son of God,
straight
you are meant to be cast in the lake of fire, in the pits of hell, in the chains.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so
much.
Because the bottomless pit, hell, the prison of God, and you're bound as the group of these angels do.
He
speaks when he broke the firstborn on the world. He commanded all these angels to worship him. Now those who refuse, all we are just from heaven, what followed is to be bound in the bottomless pit.
Before
you get explained that the first portion in this
court,
let's read in the Hebrews 1. Hebrews 1, verse
6.
Praise Jesus, the man. When he brought the firstborn on the world, the Son of God, the Lord Jesus, commanded all angels to worship him. Angels refused to worship him. Most of them are kept in the chains of darkness down. For refusing to worship the Son of God, who was brought on the world. He commanded all angels to worship him. Satan and his fallen angels, they refused. The battle we see in Revelation 12. Verses 7 to 17. Satan and his fallen angels, they were chased from heaven.
Or
refused to worship the Son of God.
So
you refuse to believe Christ as the Son of God and do all he commanded him as angels in the fourth group. Angels of the chains, those led by Angel Abaddon, angels of death and hell, they are meant to bind you in the bottomless pit, hell, the prison of God.
But
refusing to believe the Son of God,
yes, Christ.
Christ Jesus.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus.
So, apostle, yeah,
that portion and meaning. In the very brief,
apostle,
the second portion, which is so threatening, this group of
angels
is something which appears and is
placed.
Angels of war with their hearts, they are changed to bind demons. That second portion on their cords. Let's read here. Tongues of fire. And the next portion, Revelation 2:18.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much.
The
code of the second group of angels, angels of chains, those led by Angel Abaddon, angel of death and hell, of the bottomless pit, the prison of God.
The
Son of God. Angels refuse to believe he's the Son of God. They were chased from heaven. And most
were
bound in the bottomless pit. Even they are ready to be bound the remaining. There is that portion, the second portion.
amaaso ge gakayakana ng'ennimi
ez'omuliroaba
akunyonyola ekitiibwa
kyalimuwagala omukkirizan'ebigere
bye nga kaposoni
akokusaalina
ebigere ebiringa
ebyakwagala
kukwata ezo bbiri kodi kuzinyonyoko
katonozituwa
ekitiibwa kya mukama waffe yesu
okyavudde
ku kino kyomulabiramu ng'afuuse
omwanaoba
kunyonyola paati eri gyalabiramu
ekitiibwakyawso
mu kibinja kino bamanyi ekitiibwa kya kristu
They know the rightful glory of Christ is in
him.
Besides that, he was into like a son. There we look at the Revelations
1.
Explain us of this court. These two portions. That he has eyes which is like blazing fire. And
they
feet like burnished bronze.
okubikulirwa essuula esooka n'olunyi
olw12
ne nkyuka okulaba eddoboozi eryayogera nange bwe nakyuka n'endaba ettabaaza musanvu eza zaabu olw13 ne wakati w'ettabaaza n'endaba afaanana ng'omwana w'omuntu
alina
batuziriwo okutunyonyola ekifaananyi ekituufu
ekyalimu
mu kitiibwa
atukyalesa
ekitiibwa kyeyagiramu
nayeera
nga batandika okutunyonyola ku
yebwa
okubikulirwa essuula esooka
olunyiri13
ne wakati w'ettabaaza nendaba afaanana ng'omwana w'omuntu ng'ayambadde okutuuka ku bigere era ng'asibiddwa mu kifuba olukoba olwa zaabu
batandika okuba nti malayika oyo
akugamba
nti ava mu kibira ekyokula
ekyabamalayikaamalayika
b'enjegerebakulembera malayika
abadonoba
omubuuzanga ekitiibwa kristo ekituufu
kyalimuomwana
wa katonda
oyo
kubanga mulimu alina amaaso
ng'ennimi ez'omuliro n'ebigere
ebya
bronze
yesu
yebazibukatuyogereyo
tunyonyoke
bwafaananabatugambye
nti ayambala engoye ezitukula ezitukulira ddala okutukira ddala ku bigere
ebye
egeza kristo omutuufu abeeranga bulaba
atuddeyonga
ajudde bulungi
mufaananyi kye
era nga ayambaziddwa bulungi ayambadde bulungi n'engoye ez'ekitiibwa olukoba lulina kuba lwa zaabu
olusibamu
wano
bwewalinga
lwakayakana
kubikulirwa essuula esooka olunyiri olw14 n'omutwe gwe n'enviiri ze nga zitukula ng'ebyoya by'endiga
baabalina okunyonyola omutwe gwe
ebitukula ng'omuzira n'amaaso ge ng'ennimi ez'omuliro
ndowooza owulira kodi mweva amaaso ge nga gaaka ng'ennimi yesu
yebazibwegaaka
ng'ennimi
ez'omuliro
kubikulirwa essuula esooka kizigule ng'ekirongoosebwa mu muliro
ndowooza otegedde kodi mweva eva mu kwerebera kristo
bw'afaanagana
oyo mwana wa katonda alina amaaso agakayakana
ng'ennimi
ebigere ebiringanga
bronze
okubikulirwa essuula esooka n'eddoboozi lye nga liringa eddoboozi ery'amazzi amangi
yesu yebazibwe
nnyoeddoboozi
lye
nga
liringanga eddoboozi ery'amazzi amangi
bongera
okumunyonyolako
okubikulirwa essuula esooka onyiri 16 Iranga akute mukono go badio emunyenye musango.
Yes, he was embraced Jesus so much.
Ikibinyeri kino kongera kunyongera ku munyenyezo bisango.
Must you want explain of the seven stars is holding the right hand?
Okubikuriwe sura isoka kunyinga 11.
Revelation 1:16.
Iranga akute mukono go badio emunyenye musango. Nemukamu wake nemuvamu ekitala ekitala ekyobwojo mubiri
baba ino kunyonyola ko ekitala ekyobwojo
mubiri
matuva emwa bigambo byekyo ekigambo
kuva
mu okodi ekibinja kya malayika ekyokusatula kiba kitegeeza ndi buli kibinja kya malayika
The seven groups.
Yes, he was
good.
Praise Jesus.
Explain why his forehead shines like the sun.
He
must speak of the seal of God.
But
when they take bind in the bottomless pit or in hell, the prison of God, they don't take any person with the seal of God, but the one with the seal of Satan. But in
brief,
that is the code of the fourth group of the angels. The angels of the chains, those led by Angel Abaddon, the angel of death and hell, the bottomless pit, the prison of God.
Read
of his name in Revelation 9:11, and spoken of like this. Revelation 9:11.
Zirina kabaka wazo, malaika wobunye obutakoma. Erinya mulebulania Abadoni. Nemulionani aline erinya Apoloni.
Yes, he was good.
Praise Jesus so much.
Kutwali tusoma ku bamalaika bano.
When we started of these angels,
wasoma ku malaika ona bakulira.
We started of this angel who leads them.
Malaika wobunye obutakoma.
The angel of the bottomless pit.
Malaika Abaddon.
Angel Abaddon.
The number you have
passed from the one of the groups you covered above.
Revelation 9:16.
Yes, he was with
you. Praise Jesus so much.
Number
of these angels in the fourth group, the angel of the chains, those led by Angel Abaddon, the angel of death and hell, the prison of God, the bottomless pit.
$200 billion.
To fulfill the works of gathering the spirits, to take them out of the body, that which is called death. They are not righteous, and they are given the hands of they who take them to hell in the bottomless pit, the prison of God. That's why you see in Revelation 6:7-8, they are spoken of like this. They divide themselves into two, and others work on death, to gather spirits from the body.
And
if they take you out with not righteous,
give
it the second group, which works in the bottomless pit, hell, the prison of God, where
he
imprisoned rebellious spirits. We first started of this group, of the fourth group of angels, angels of the chain, those led by Angel Abaddon.
We saw
still they found Satan in the bottomless pit together with those angels. The rebellious one were just from heaven. Even then they are still moving on. When we work with them as church, as we first studied,
we're
able to cause fallen angels to get bound, those known as the demons, and we cause them to be bound in the bottomless pit.
Come
to Matthew 18, verses 18. Whatever
we bind
on earth, it is bound in heaven.
So
the armies of angels we work with to bind the evil spirits, the fallen angels, and we push them in the bottomless pit in our prayers of warfare.
We
understood their code very well.
So that's
the Son of God.
His
eyes are the blazing fire, and his feet are the burnished bronze.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. That is the fourth group of the angels and their sacred
code.
We had the fifth group. The sacred court, the fifth group of the angels. We see here the angel of water, the sacred court of the fifth group of the angels,
which
led by the angel of water, the angel of all the creations.
Yes, he was with me.
Praise Jesus so much. Briefly, like we told you, all these we give them to you in brief.
For
we still see the summary in brief. What is the first place in heaven? In the realm above, where we find the city of God, the great gathering of the angels and the saints of God, Jerusalem of heaven.
Yes, we was with
you. Praise Jesus so much.
So
much
Kugami put up a code.
We told you we see the code of this fifth group of the angels.
It's
led by the angel of water
and
angel of creations. Let's read in Revelations. Revelations 3 from verse 1. Revelations 3 from verse
1. What if you get away? I didn't know you was some with Yakatunda. The money you sang. Demanded the Uruavi, Bolinia, Yoko, Eros,
yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
About 2 days more, who could spend the opposite.
Let's repeat Revelation 3.
On your soap,
verse 1.
Sprocket, there is a 40 inch in the Jama like the Job Tano.
Who could be good in your soap? No, you soak
up. Revelation 3 from verse 1.
Praise Jesus
so much.
This angel in the PVV group,
Malaika, akulira amazzi gonna,
the angel in charge of all the water,
no,
and these creations, where the stars, the sun and the moon, the kingdom of the animals, the insect kingdom, the bird kingdom, the fish kingdom, and the plants. All spirits
lead,
and who have been angels in their glory, they serve best in the creations. And this angel is in charge of them. As we see their separate
courts,
this angel encamped in the charge of the Sardis.
Yes, we was with
praise Jesus so much.
We are sensing and we are going
to be able to see if we lead all the creations. That's why Apostle Paul, even when he was beat by a snake,
he
could not harm him, but
would
show the glory of God.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much. The angel of water operation. First, they move along the river.
Yes,
it cannot harm you.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much.
The
most of these,
we'll
see them in detail as we begin. The fullness of the heaven.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much. Let's see of their court. Revelation 3 from verse
1.
Yes, you was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
Part A holds
the seven spirits of God. Revelation 3:1.
Era eri malayika ow'ekkanisa ey'omusaalaba wandiika nti bw'ati bw'ayogera oyo alina emyoyo omusanvu egya Katonda.
Ekibinja kino ekya malayika
ekyokutaano
yaabwe
eyo
bw'ati bw'ayogera alina emyoyo omusanvu egya
Katonda
era alina emmunyeenye omusanvu. Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much.
This one is
not hard to most of you.
Ask
him of the seven spirits of God. He can explain you of them.
This
is the seven spirits of God. And what are their names?
In the beginning
of Revelation 5,
explaining
him with the seven spirits of God.
Revelation
5,
verse
6. And telling to us is this one. Revelation
5, 6. Ngafanana ng'eyattibwa ng'alina amayembe musanvu n'amaaso musanvu gy'emyoyo omusanvu egya Katonda.
Yesu yabazibwenyo bajja kulaga omwana gw'endiga
mukama
waffe Yesu
Kristo
ng'alina kye tuyise amayembe omusanvu naye nga tugayita
ganag'embuzi
otunuulira ali ku kikondo
ky'ettaala
n'olabe
and you see how his light on of it. They are horns of the gods. They are not on the demons. Even the seven eyes, like you see the lampstand there. Branches of the lampstand.
So,
the one with the seven spirits of God, they speak of the Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much.
And
just to move on, explain to you the seven spirits he has, they appear how? And they bring in Revelations chapter 4:5. And they appear in the lamp, in form of a lamp. Revelations 4:5.
Ne ku mutebe nga kuvaako okumyansa n'amaloboozi n'okubwatuka n'ettabaazi omusanvu ez'omuliro nga zaaka mu maaso g'entebe gy'emyoyo omusanvu egya Katonda.
Yesu yabazibwa nnyo
alina
okukulaga nti emyoyo gino omusanvu girabikira ku kikondo
ky'ettaala
era nga batunyudde nti gy'emyoyo omusanvu egya Katonda n'okukikukubiramu osobola omusaba
n'akukubiramu
no musaba akulage we byawandiika ebyo
byakuliamu
yina okujjamu
okuva 25
olunyo lwasatumu olumu
31
and to 40.
We cannot read now.
We are going to
give you a summary of this quote. But we shall give you the fullness of the Lord Jesus. Concerning names of seven spirits of God, we cannot leave it aside. Let's read from Isaiah 11 from verse 1.
Era mu kikolo kya Yese muli ensibuka n'ettabi eririva mu mizi gye liriba n'ebibala
Yese
praise Jesus
atukatuddiremu okwo
let him repeat it
kandi katusome Isaiya 11:1-2 tulabe amannya g'emyoyo gino
omusanvu
Isaiya 11:2 n'omwoyo gwa Mukama
these seven spirits,
we
have the spirit of the Lord. Out of him comes other six spirits. In the likeness of the lampstand, how you see it. Is the spirit in the middle there? On the right hand appears with three spirits.
Even
on the left, he appears with three spirits. On the right, there are these three spirits down here. Let's read them here.
Isaiah is
spirit of understanding, spirit of counsel, and on the left hand, we have the spirit of power. Spirit of knowledge of God and spirit of fear of God.
Yes, he was good.
Praise Jesus so much. The next portion of the code of the fifth group of angels, the angel of water, the angel of creation. He holds the seven stars. But this is God explained of them. According to Revelations 1, verses 20,
he explains
of the seven stars like this.
Revelations 1:20.
In the code of the fifth group of angels, the angel in charge of water and all the creations, the Son of God,
that
is you with the seven spirits of God. Explain the seven spirits of God. And you with the seven stars. God explained the seven stars, seven angels of the church. Explain us of those angels, those in Revelation 8, from verses 1 and 2. Let's read them on here.
Revelation 8 from verse 1.
Speak of the seven angels of the seven churches. Explain Revelation 8:1-2. And they show us the seven angels, the commanders, and they hold the seven trumpets.
Yes, he was with
you. Praise Jesus so much. In Revelation 15, from verses 1, and they show us seven angels, those hold the weapons of God. Revelation 15 from verse 1.
Kubanga mwebi, ubusungu bwa Katonda, mabutuukirira.
Yes, it was
we praise Jesus so much.
Kwetu, kodi mwenyonyorwa.
Thus the code is explained like that.
Ye chibinya cha malaika
chokuta. Of the fifth group of the angels.
Malaika akulira amazzi.
Angel in charge of water.
N'obutonde bwonna.
And all the creations.
Chibwati mayogera alina emyomusango gya Katonda.
With the seven spirits of God.
Natunyonyo so bulungi.
We've explained of well.
Kuli omwoyo wa Mukama.
Where there is the spirit of the Lord.
Omwoyo wa magezi.
Spirit of wisdom.
Omwoyo wa kuteesa.
Spirit of counsel.
There's
a spirit of wisdom.
There
is a spirit of the Lord. Spirit of wisdom. Spirit of understanding. Spirit of counsel. Spirit of power. Spirit of knowledge. Spirit of fear of God. That is the code.
It
is first portion. And the second part of the code.
You
hold the seven stars.
And
the code explained. Seven groups of angels of the seven churches. Angels with the seven trumpets.
And
the commanders of the seven groups of angels. The leaders of them, they too are seven, all the seven bowels of God. Now in brief, that's the second court of the fifth group of the angels, angel of the water, angel of creation. Let them to enter the ark of Noah, and you let them in the battle. In the Egypt, in the book of Exodus,
in
verses 8, entering verses 12. Most of them,
when
the scripture shall give them to you,
we officially
begin the journey of heaven with
diligence.
Right now,
we'll
be giving a summary. Things on the rim above, in the first place in heaven, in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven,
great
gathering of the angels and the saints of God.
We need
to see seven groups of the angels and their works. Right now we see separate codes of every group. Right now we wind up with the fifth group.
We
begin the code of the sixth group of the angels. And
we
see the seventh group. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.